This is News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Text message from someone. I'm excited about ruining the show tonight. Jim and David, thank you very much. Very kind of them. Excited about ruining the show. Well, Slow News Day is coming up. David is in New York City. David, how are you today?
I'm a little sleepy, Jim. I'm very sleepy. I didn't sleep well, and I got to tell you about why. But how are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing fine. Can't wait to hear why you're not sleeping well.
Well, okay, so last night I get up and I stir at 3, 3.30 in the morning. I went to bed at a normal human being time, and I had to go to the bathroom. I had to do a night poo, Jim. Working for that night poo. Anyway, I get back
to bed.
Was that
like a Bob Seger song you were doing?
Yeah, night moves. Working for those night moves.
Do you have more lyrics to that?
No. I mean, okay. I suppose I could. I might get you fired if I keep going.
All right.
Down that night poo hole. So I get back to bed and I look at my cat because he's, you know, curled up with my girlfriend. And his face looks like he has been to Acapulco on a bender for 2 weeks and he forgot to wash his nose. His face is covered in like a white dusty powder. And I start freaking out. Okay, I'm like, did he get into some drywall that crumbled? Like, mm-hmm. Is he poisoned?
Do you guys have cocaine?
No, Jim, we don't have cocaine.
Are you sure?
Positive, Jim.
I only ask because Brooke Shields, when she was married to Andre Agassi, didn't know that he was on, I think it might have been meth, don't quote me. So I know you're very close to Miranda, but we're sure that she's not a cokehead.
No, I as the story progresses, we get to the bottom
is.
So I do something that I never in a million years thought I would do. Like, I am not a pet person. I didn't grow up with pets, and I don't particularly like pets. I like my cat, though. And I did the thing that I judge other pet owners for, and I judge them harshly. I licked my thumb. I wiped the cat's face, including his moist nose. And then I licked my thumb again to see if it was, in fact, poison. Isn't that horrible?
Well, I mean, you care about your pet.
I do.
And a lot
I
of
do.
People don't have a problem with their pet licking their face. Ugh. I don't think it's, you don't like that.
Well, side conversation here. The reason I say, is I was at the park the other day, and there was a woman with a possum. And the possum was at the dog park, and then she cradles it like a baby and kissed the possum on the mouth.
Oh, boy.
But let's get back to the story. So I taste it and it's like all medicinal and stuff. And I'm starting to worry and I'm thinking, am I about to be poisoned? And I just could not sleep. I'm thinking my cat's going to die. I'm going to die. So every 5 minutes I'm checking his pulse. He's fine.
It seemed medicinal, meaning it seemed like a drug or something.
Yeah. Like an Advil or like it just seemed like a pill. I can't explain. In the morning the night before I had counted my pills because I'm going to Canada next week. I'm visiting Toronto next week. I want to see if I had enough meds. And while counting them on my sheets, I left one on the bed and he bit into it and exploded it everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, you would think, but it's, what are the odds? I'm prescribed the same drug that my cat is prescribed for when he gets quote unquote fractious at the veterinarian. So he's a biter at the vet. He doesn't like those needles. So he's on a very low dose of this, one of my mood stabilizers called gabapentin. I think the trade name's Neurontin. He's on like a tiny dose of it. I'm on a higher dose. So I just kind of watch him.
Them separately, or can you go to the pharmacist and say, can you fill out this for David Cooper and Mrs. Cuddles?
I call him Kitty Tomato. The people version with my insurance at least is $10 a month for, I don't know, like a month supply. The cat version is like $30 for three pills. It's the same drug, but I bought the cat version because I'm a sucker.
Wow.
But yeah, so
scary.
I just monitored him all day, checked his heart rate. He seemed fine. He was zonked. He was like sleeping all morning, but he's okay. So that's I didn't sleep. I was worried about.
Can't you sleep
my kid.
In?
I mean, I can, but I'm up in the morning.
It stops me from sleeping in. I tell you, people are always calling me and they're like, "Why didn't you call me back till 1 o'clock?" That's when I woke up. And why don't you wake up earlier? Why would I?
Yeah, but if you're up till 9 in the morning, you're able to sleep from 9 to 1?
No, I've been falling asleep at about 5. It's funny, last night I had to post, last night I forgot to post our Instagram thing, so I was posting the Instagram thing, and then I wake up an hour later, and I couldn't fall asleep, so I'm like just flipping through social media. I see the Instagram post. It looks like I just fell asleep on my phone, and the Z got stuck, and it was just like, I was reading it back, and it was just like, AC5321XXXXX. And I was like, what the hell happened? And anyway, I corrected it and then I went back to bed.
Well, I guess we had an interesting morning, I guess.
Both of us did. Let me check in right now with Tony in the Tony Bureau within the iHeart Talk Radio Network. Hey, Tony, have you heard from David Cooper? He's coming to town next week. Did he get in touch with you?
He has not, actually.
All right.
I was working up the courage to say, can I come into the studio and do this with you? But I didn't want you to say no, so I haven't asked yet.
Andrew, did he get a hold of you? No.
He did not.
I'll be doing the show. I'll just be doing it from Toronto.
Not if you're going to be yelling. You won't be.
I yell all the time, Jim.
All right. So we'll see you next week.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Good to know.
All right.
All right. New dating poll, David, found it's a great time to be a short, bald guy. 5'7" and under, no problem. 63% of singles say that personality is the most important thing. Now, you tell us that you're short. I've met you once, yep, and I can vouch for that. I don't think you're short, but you're.
I lie and say I'm 5'7", and people believe that.
So, because you have your special lifty boots.
I mean, they're just boots, but yeah, they give me an inch
or
two.
All right. Did you find that when you were single? I do think that you probably, I was going to say, I don't mean overcompensated, but if personality actually does win out in the day, I think that probably you've got that part handled.
No, I know for a fact personality wins out in the day, at the end of the day, and that's precisely why I could never get a date, Jim. My personality is birth control, Jim. It's 100% effective. All these other methods are like 99.5% effective. My personality guarantees no pregnancy.
But you don't want kids is the other thing.
The joke is no one will sleep with me. But
I understand that. You're living with somebody right now. So it's like if we didn't know each other, that would be different. If you were in a sexless marriage, maybe you are in a sexless marriage. Can we talk to Miranda?
Well, we're not married. I'm happily divorced to my lovely ex-wife.
Yeah.
We can talk to Miranda. Her and I do the sex. It's happened.
Okay. All right.
It's once or twice.
I'll take your word for it.
When she's lucky. No, I'm kidding.
When she's lucky.
When I'm lucky, Jim.
All right. We have a lot to talk about. You made notes for what's broken in your house?
Sure. Yeah. Yesterday I texted your producer, Tony. I said, what are we doing on the show? He said, we're going to do a great topic. What's broken in your house? And I said, you mean other than me emotionally? I got a few things. So yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
No, Jim, you go ahead. It's your show.
I was going to ask you on the radio, how are you doing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not great.
You not sound terrible. Great though.
I mean, it's
how much of you do you feel like you can fake it where people wouldn't know?
I mean, you just said I sound pretty good, so yes.
Yeah. Tony, how are you doing? Are you doing pretty good?
I don't know. You hurt my feelings a little earlier. But,
I did.
You know, we'll be. You gave me a hug, which made it better. So.
Oh, about that.
Jim,
I thought it was
Jim
the other part
feelings.
That hurt your feelings, which was almost on me. I think it's on me more than it is on Tony. Can I tell what it is?
I guess you could hurt my feelings some more.
I introduced Paul Delaney, who's the space guy, a couple of weeks ago as a professor of astrology. And he laughed at me. And I was what did I do wrong? And then I looked at the paper and I knew he's an astronomer, but I read the paper like Anchorman. And I said, astrology. And then I was like, Tony, why did you do this to me? Why have you made me look foolish? And I guess I think I made myself look foolish. But I told that story on the air again. I'm not sure. Is that what you're talking about, Tony?
Sure. That's one of the things you hurt me with.
All right. We'll get to more counseling in a moment on the iHeartTalk Radio Network.
is the iHeartRadio Talk Network. And News Talk Tonight continues with Jim Richards.
Talk Radio Network. Did I not have my microphone on? Back here on the iHeart Talk Radio Network. It's funny that how long I've been back in the studio, because it was for 2 years where I didn't control my mic when I was broadcasting from home. And still, I forgot to turn on my mic now. I'm like, how would you would think after a while? I wouldn't have the patience for anybody who couldn't remember to turn on their mic, but yet that turns out to be me. David, how did you enjoy that story about me and not turning on the microphone all the time?
See what I did there?
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Jim.
So good.
I did it again.
It's hard to believe that you're not doing great with such comedy like that. Because when I'm not feeling good, I feel like it robs, first thing that it steals is my personality. And I sometimes feel like, well, maybe you should keep it. But yeah, that's the first thing that goes with me. That's not with you.
Well, I love doing this kind of work. So when I'm in a you know what-y mood, when we turn the mics on, it kind of all melts away.
Oh man, so, that's when you're at your height.
Well, not to say I don't come to the air in a bad mood sometimes. It's definitely happened.
I don't know if it has.
Oh, it has.
Really?
I mean,
Tony, do you have some stories?
Tony used to be the board op for the overnight show for a time, and there was a night or two where him and I were at each other's throats.
There were a night or two that Tony and I didn't know we were at each other's throats, but whenever I was like, Tony, are you there? And then there was no response, I figured that we were at each other's throats.
I thought you were going to say there's a night or two where you and Tony aren't at each other's throats.
No, I think we get along. I mean, at least to my face we do. Tony, do we get along?
I had adore you, Jim.
Yeah.
And I adore you, David. And and honestly, it was, I think I can think of one night where we just seemed like we couldn't, I said something, you didn't like the way it, and honestly, I think we got over it pretty quick, though.
We certainly did. And that's why I send you the head of a dead animal every month.
Okay. Which is actually true, and I don't want to dwell on that because there are, by the way, no, never mind. Let's do things that are broken in your house.
Well, I don't actually have much, but the reason I like this topic is because in my home, in my kitchen, I have haunted kitchen drawers. No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try to close them, they just slowly slide open. And the last tenant who rented this apartment put all this weird, like, sticky tacky bubblegummy kind of stuff on the the edge of the drawer, and it opens. I think there's a haunted drawer ghost in my home.
It is annoying.
And it's one of those things, like, I always mean to mention it to my super or my landlord, but the amount that it bothers me is less than the amount of my laziness or apathy or forgetfulness.
Is there any chance you could get this, like, the Velcro stuff that has the, you could tape one of it to the dresser, the other one to the drawer?
Well, the reason I brought it up is I want anyone who knows how to fix this particular problem. I think it's grease too much. I took a paper towel and maybe it's white lithium grease or something, not to be racist or anything, but I wiped off some of the grease and it's still doing it. So if anyone knows how to fix this particular drawer ailment, 71010 is the text board. It's one of those things in life where you just throw it out there. Maybe someone will help.
All right. I have a toaster that doesn't really, it'll pop down, but it won't pop up. So it's a good looking toaster. It's not like it's an old toaster. It's just not popping up anymore. And to me, it's just like, okay, I'll unplug it and I'll stick a fork in there. You always have to unplug it first. And then I'll stick a fork in there and I'll like grab the bread because I'm not really going to get a new toaster. It's a good looking toaster, man.
I feel like sticking forks into the bowels of your appliances is a great way to not get electrocuted. So it's totally
safe.
Well,
you have to unplug it. That was the part that I thought I mentioned. But maybe
isn't that a fire hazard if you forget about it and the toast just burns to a crisp?
I think you're probably right. It could be a fire hazard, but it's a good looking toaster. It's funny about that toaster is because a long time ago when I bought it, about maybe 10 years ago from Home Depot, I paid for, it's a four slicer, and it's the first time in my life I had a four slicer. It was a big move, bought a new house, got a four slice toaster. And when I bought it, it was again about $45, $50. I can still remember the person person saying to me, do you want to buy the, what is the insurance called? The
warranty?
The warranty. And I said, how much is it? And she said, $45. And I said, that's how much the toaster costs. And she looked at me like she didn't understand, why don't you just buy a new toaster instead of buying the warranty? Turns out maybe I should have got the warranty because I would have got a free toaster. And instead, I'm just like, okay, I don't have toast that much. I can't remember.
They might get commission. I mean, I don't work at Home Depot. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong. But I think if you get upsold to a overpriced extended warranty, they get a commission.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Way long time ago at Best Buy, I bought like a surround sound and a flat screen TV, and they wouldn't let me walk out of there unless I bought the extended warranty. And the warranty on the TV and the surround sound are for, you know, it's for a year. And if there's something wrong with it, it's going to break within the year. So the extended warranty, yeah, you might get lucky. One out of, I don't know how many of those things get fried. What, you bought a warranty and it worked out?
I bought a 4-year warranty on a Sony TV that I bought 10 years ago, and literally a month before that warranty expired, something very, very minor went wrong with my TV, and the store sent somebody in, basically replaced the main computer in the television over something extremely minor, just so I pretty much got a brand new TV except for the external parts.
It's like car insurance, though. I mean, you have to have car insurance. I'm not recommending anybody don't have car insurance, but how many thousands of dollars have you spent in your life on car insurance? And again, I'm just saying, like, it's a like a lottery. I would still side on the side of, hey, I'm probably not going to have a problem with this TV and not get the extended warranty.
Yeah, there's a bit of confirmation bias too, because the one or two times it works out for something, like, they're so glad I got this. But how many times do people spend that money and then it came to nothing?
All right, I got another thing that's broken in my house.
Okay.
My front door. I have to. Okay, so I've got the knob that I have to turn, right? On my front door.
You're not referring to yourself as a knob here.
No, but I got to turn knob firmly and then press down on the knob and give it a little bit of a jiggle. And then I got to lean in with a little bit of the shoulder to open the door, because it's not disengaging from the, you know, where the lock part goes into the thing. It needs to be kind of jiggled out of there. So I got that. I could fix that, I guess. And I also have a light bulb in my washroom that, because I have a skylight in my bathroom. I don't really need that light bulb that often, but there are times at night I'm like, oh, I should change that light bulb, but that would involve me going to the basement, getting a ladder, bringing it upstairs, changing the light bulb, and then bringing the ladder back down. That light bulb has been out for about 3 years.
Well, it's funny. In my bathroom, Jim, I have one of those like poo privacy fans that doesn't actually do anything. There's no exhaust, but it's really loud because you're in a small New York apartment, and if you're in the bathroom, you want something noisy to cover. Anyway, I'd say one time out of 30, I'll turn that fan on and off, and it will trip the power for my whole unit. And there's like some short in there, and I had an electrician look at it, and he's like, I don't know. I couldn't get it to happen while the electrician was there, and he like replaced the wiring, and it still happens.
Still does it.
And I just, you know, and now my girlfriend didn't know what a circuit breaker box looks like. Now she knows exactly how it all works, because if she trips it, there's no power. So there's that. But I did try to fix it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Do we have time for the 15th and last annoying thing that everybody agrees on, or do you want to wait till tomorrow?
No, I think that's the crowning achievement of the week, Jim. I think that's tomorrow night.
Oh, we got to do that tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, so
I also,
excited.
I don't know if anything's broken here, but I've got my microwave and my air fryer plugged into the same outlet, and I can't use the both of them at the same time without blowing the circuit. So, but you know what? You live and learn.
Hey, we're
David,
blowing the circuit all night long.
What a contribution tonight. We are impressed by you, and we hope to see you in studio. For how many nights are you going to go in studio?
I guess 3.
Oh, you're going to come in for all 3 of them?
I was worried that it would annoy you. You'd be like, stay at home, go on Zoom. But yeah, no, I'd like to come in if it's going to put you and Tony
Andrew,
out. I'll...
Andrew is excited. Tony didn't have a reaction. Andrew is jumping up and down, and I'm happy as well.
Oh, so it'll be nice.
Okay, reaction. Yay!
Okay, there's a reaction from Tony. Slow News Day is next. Thank you, David Cooper.
Thanks, Jim.